the fridge, and then you slick it over the bottle of wine so it keeps it icy and cold when you bring it to the table.
What kind of material?
Yeah,
it's a wine condom.
I have one for my penis, yeah. Just to keep it cold when I bring it to the table. So we're going to wear these?
So this is what we have to wear because it's going to be so hot during this podcast. We all need to wear wine penis condoms.
You mean something like this?
Welcome to the show! This is our brand new podcast, episode one. This will be, like, worth a lot, I think, in the future. Like, the way, you know...
Because it'll be so rare.
Comic book
no
one of Superman is worth so much. This one, like, will be very prized. Oh, you've heard episode one.
Only our biggest fans, and probably only my mother will ever have listened to it.
Yeah.
So...
Well, those are one and the same person, our biggest fans, and your mother.
The Venn diagram is two perfectly overlapping circles that look like one circle.
And I've got a message for you.
This is the Goose Podcast. Do we have a proper name for this yet?
The Goose Podcast.
Tomorrow at 7.
Oh, tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow at 7. Yeah.
We're holding, I think we could hold a public competition to name our podcast based on maybe the turnout of this.
Yeah, but in order for us to put it online for people to hear, we'll need a name for the podcast.
Oh yeah, I
so
see.
That's gonna be
I
tricky.
See.
We'll just call it tentatively tomorrow at 7.
tomorrow at 7.
Regardless, it would just be Annie's mother deciding.
Right.
On that
it's
public,
true.
Like
my mom.
You can just text your mom.
We'll be naming.
Yeah,
we'll just text her and say, "Give us a name."
Give us a name.
Mm-hmm.
Be something American.
She did a good job naming me, so.
That's a loaded question. We can't reply to that with any honesty if we disagreed with that.
That's true.
Why would you disagree with that?
I'm just hypothetically saying if we did, you couldn't. It's not diplomatic to say you grew anywhere from a rubbish name to a mediocre name to an okay name. And I'm not saying that's the case.
What's a rubbish name? I just want to know what a rubbish name is to you guys.
Moira or something. So let's introduce ourselves. I'm Mark.
Speaking of names, I'm Annie.
I'm Moira.
And I'm Rory.
And we've got Kelly Shatter in absentia, but her spirit is very much in this room.
Yeah, well, she's not dead.
No, but she's spiriting
she's Reiki-ing in from Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
she could do that.
Our LA correspondent.
She's our LA correspondent. Yeah, I'd be hearing from her.
I feel a little bit jealous about that.
You wish that you were the LA correspondent?
No, because I used to live in LA.
Well, you could still be.
Let's not get into that.
Behave yourself.
Let's not get into that right here.
LA didn't love Rory.
No, it did. But let's move on.
If you were there, you know, you wouldn't be on this podcast.
No, exactly. It's a catch 22.
It's the opposite of a catch 22, but...
Yeah, it's just a...
No, it's a catch 22, right?
No.
It's not a catch 22.
Well...
It's a throw 44.
Yeah. It's more a throw 44.
It's just a situation that's happened.
Okay. Here we go.
It is what it is.
Rory couldn't be on our LA correspondent. That's a catch 22 for him.
Yeah.
Because if he was in LA...
I wouldn't have met you guys.
He wouldn't have met us and we wouldn't be on the podcast.
Right.
If he isn't in LA, he can't be the LA correspondent. So I think that's the catch 22
in
Rory's situation.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. I would just like to quickly talk about three of the four of us, and I can't speak for Kelly Shatter, are drinking this amazing French cider. So happily donated by Moira. It smells kind of like feet, but tastes much lovelier than it
smells.
Smells. Mm-hmm.
And that's what there's the mastery the French have over smell versus taste here on Tomorrow at 7.
If you can get past the smell, it actually tastes quite good.
I find the smell kind of refreshing. It reminds me of my childhood.
In France, right?
In France.
You smelt a lot of feet in your childhood.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely true.
It's less feet and more... I don't know.
But anyway, so we are... we're an improv group called Goose. But this show may not be called Goose. It may be called tentatively Tomorrow at 7. But we're not, probably not really going to do improv here. We're just going to chat and see how that turns out. Maybe it'll be entertaining. Maybe it'll be horrific. Let me turn to Annie, who's on my right. I'm not the presenter of the show. I'm just talking at the moment. Annie, what have you been up to this week?
In the past week, I've been to and come back from the United States. And I have been to and come back from County Galway. And I have been to and come back from a Game of Thrones-themed birthday party. So I feel like I'm a changed woman from this time last week.
Which was the most outlandish place?
That's a good question. Game of Thrones party, for sure.
Yeah.
It's always odd when grown people put on costumes and sit around.
I think costume things and fancy dresses are vastly overrated. It's funny for 20 minutes, and then you're there for the rest of the evening in your fancy dress.
Looking like a douchebag.
Well, but I feel like everybody there thinks, oh, this is brilliant and we're all so great, but it just lasts 20 minutes. You know?
There are often you'll come up with one which will involve some kind of mask, and that does get pretty horrific once. I went as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle to a party in Connor's place once, and it was like
Connor is Annie's husband, by the way.
We're not married.
Oh, sorry, Connor.
Boyfriend.
Sorry, boyfriend. Oops.
Kill me.
Their
marriage is still a secret.
It is. We haven't told anyone. Sorry, Mom.
One fan. This is the most important detail that should be interested in this podcast. Yeah, I had a leather bag on my head and a kind of eye mask thing. It was a green leather bag which I found, which my mother owned. It was like, that looks perfectly like a turtle's head. I should put it on my head. And yeah, it got pretty annoying after a while.
And then the whole costume is ruined once you take it off.
Yeah. A friend of mine went to a fancy dress party in... it was some kind of summer theme, and she went as a surfer just wearing a wetsuit, and she was like, that is the best costume I've ever had, because you can just spill beer on
it. Well, in Freshers' Week in college, years ago, you know when you go out for a week and your party to start, and I persuaded a friend of mine, there was a fancy dress for something, and it was a nightclub, and I persuaded a friend of mine to go in a wetsuit, which I thought was hilarious, because it would be vastly uncomfortable in a nightclub, but he went. I went as an army guy. I think I just had a shaved head and fatigues.
It is fun for 20 minutes, and then unless you get really drunk really fast, it is just like being at another party.
But regardless, you could be at another party and get drunk very fast.
There's all the effort of getting there.
It's fun to get dressed up, though,
yeah.
I have to say. The inner little girl in me was having a great time doing my hair and makeup. And
I think I'm just going to wear a pig mask to every fancy dress party for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Fuck you, Game of Thrones theme.
Yeah.
I'm in a pig mask. Or...
Well, like, a lot of people came, you know, out of theme, but in costume. Because nobody, you know, it's... I think maybe what I learned was that if you ask people to dress up, they will actually dress up. So you can kind of go as crazy as you want.
Right.
There was a fancy dress party many years ago, which the theme was, it was in the Drama Society in Trinity, and the Players' Ball. The theme was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was there.
And it was, like, to many of us heterosexual guys, it was like, what is there in the Rocky Horror Picture Show apart from wearing suspenders? And I'm like, I'm not going to wear, you know, fishnet tights and suspenders, I'm not...
Why didn't you? What else is there? There's gotta be. You could have dressed like a nerdy.
The giant albino guy in the diaper.
There's no. Well.
That's like that's out of the fire in the frying pan, really.
Yeah. So several of us, anyway, circumvented the whole thing and went to Zorro. There was like five or six Zorros there, even though we had nothing to do with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was fun.
Yeah.
Can I bring something up that I need to talk about
Yes.
before this ends? I've decided to sort of maybe what is the word. Hijack this podcast for my own purposes.
Well, she's taking out a gun.
Wow.
Mortar, please.
Seriously, I thought we were all friends here.
No,
what's in this cider?
It's mushroom tea. I have to tell you all something that's been on my mind lately, and I kind of just... It's not like I'm trying to turn this into, like, a public service announcement for people who come to dine in my house or who eat with me on any occasion that involves, like, a fork. I can't take the sound of a fork on teeth.
Oh, that's okay. A lot of people...
I can't take the sound of the fork on teeth. I can't take the sound.
Is this like that your husband, Moira?
I would just like to say Moira's husband is sitting about 10 feet away from her, and she's getting very aggressive.
Not aggressive. I'm trying to make it the point.
You are.
I'm not trying to be aggressive. I'm just trying to make sure everyone understands that I hate that.
Okay.
And so when I send this podcast to friends who eat at my house, and I have to sort of sit there and politely listen to the forks on their teeth, I just want them to know that I can't. I don't like it.
I have a very good friend in the States who feels as strongly about that as you do. It's not an unheard of thing. I wouldn't beat yourself up about it.
Okay.
I think when somebody is doing that, you can ask them politely.
What do you say? Please make that metal sound stop.
Just please, can you not drag the fork? Or do you realize you're dragging the fork? Most people don't realize.
Or you could also couch it in like, oh, I have very sensitive hearing. Like you could make it.
I'm like a
it's
dog.
Not about them.
Yeah.
And it is. It's just putting you
yeah,
in
but
distress.
It's like you've already asked them to take their shoes off, you know, when they came
yeah,
in the house.
Well, maybe you've got to make some. Maybe you can say, "Look,
I'll make some
one of two things: you either take your shoes off at the door, or
oh, I got it.
You choose not
this
to
is,
drive
I have
the fork.
I have way better theory. No, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Actually,
okay.
You know what it is: throw all the forks out in my house and
yeah,
only
chopsticks.
serve things like Ethiopian food,
yeah, there you go,
Chinese,
chopsticks.
Yeah, or. Yeah, plastic cutlery hurts the environment. So yeah, go with Indian food and Ethiopian
things
and,
with the hands.
I know that I've personally offended Moira on many, many occasions, but I feel like
just in general.
In general, but I feel like this doesn't apply because I think I have very good table manners.
You do have good table manners.
So I feel like this doesn't apply to me at all.
Although I actually heard the fork on your teeth last week.
Really?
Yeah, you were over for dinner.
Are you serious?
No, that's actually true. I'm not
really?
I'm lying. I swear.
Oh, I thought
you heard me do it.
No, Mark, you make a sound.
Let's name names.
Oh, I didn't.
It's okay. You do good manners,
is
though.
Is this all about Kelly Shatter?
It's nothing to do with Kelly Shatter. But the reason I wanted to talk about this was because I wanted to ask you guys. That my question would be, what is it that drives you guys up a wall?
About table manners?
No, anything. I mean, like, you know, everybody has their thing. Although,
yeah.
I do get afraid when I hear other people's that I'll catch theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Like...
What have I got? It drives me up the wall a little bit when people ask me to take off my shoes when I go into their house.
Touché.
It's too easy. It's too easy. Here I am. On a crucifix. Why don't you just fucking...
No, that is honestly. I'm like, oh, no.
But people poop and pee and like, throw up all over the street. And then you walk into someone's house and you're taking that in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a debate I have with my flatmate. I'm like, she said when we moved in, she said, I think we're going to have a rule where there's no shoes in the house. I said, no, that's not going to happen. And she said, well, you know, you're walking through all stuff. Yeah, well, you can't avoid those germs. You know, it's all coming in anyway. That's my theory. Rory, what else drives you crazy?
I don't know. I mean, there are loads of things, but the look between Moira from Moira to Mark is great.
Mark hates the smell of gum. Like,
yes, that's
talk?
True.
Yeah, he hates the smell of gum, and he hates.
Yeah,
the
I mean, there's all kinds of smells. You know, olive oil.
Mine is really
a smell of olive oil.
Really,
my flatmate cooks with it, and I'm just like, oh, every
maybe
time
she's
it's
not using good olive oil. What the?
I just don't really like smell.
You don't cook with it yourself?
No.
You use butter for everything?
No, sunflower oil.
Interesting. Even Gareth turned around at that one.
Gareth, our engineer.
He wants you to switch to coconut oil because it's better for
oh,
you.
Oh, coconut oil is great.
I actually.
Big believer.
Off the record, so to speak, but I actually heard a story this week in regards to olive oil. Apparently, it's the second most controlled substance in the world after cocaine, right? And it's controlled by Italian mafia who produce fake olive oil, and 90% of the olive oil that's shipped worldwide is not real olive oil.
I believe that.
What's
because
it?
I tasted olive oil in right out of the press once in Italy, and
what
it tasted
it
like unbelievable. It's so rich. Like, it tastes just rich and fatty and thick. And
what is fake?
It's like neon green.
What is fake olive oil made out of?
Where do you get your real one?
In wherever I
am. And burn.
Wherever I am. Like, I probably could be pickier about food, but I'm not.
Tuna.
Let's not get into it. Oh, you don't like tuna.
Also tin, smells.
Tin tuna.
Yeah, tin tuna. Yeah.
You hate the smell of tin tuna?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
You know what that makes me think of? Tin tuna. You know that song?
No.
Tin tuna.
Gin genie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, tin tuna.
Gin genie. Love gin. One of the things that's been annoying me recently, which actually leads into something I'd like to put
one
to the group.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, this is like, I think that the gum thing is a real thing that is annoying, and I can understand why that's annoying. I think the fork thing is a real thing that is annoying, and I can understand why that's annoying. And in my head, I'm sure that I do get annoyed about real things that are annoying, but I can't think of any right now. So I'm going to go with the fact that in Ireland, it's very hard to get a good iced coffee because they don't know how to make it, and they never put enough ice in it, and I can't stand iced coffee where the ice has melted. I like a real icy iced coffee.
With respect, and we're not a Guinness drinker, right? But I feel like it's the equivalent of, like, Irish people not getting a good pint of Guinness
Fair
in the
enough.
States. It's just, it's a cultural thing.
Totally. Trade-off.
Because, and this was what I was going to talk about, is ice in general.
Iced Guinness.
Nobody wants an iced Guinness. No, what I was going to talk about is ice, and it's only dawned on me since we've had a hot summer that Ireland doesn't really do ice. I mean, it's hard to get.
Well, that's a little racist. Big bags of ice.
Not even big bags of ice, but for example, like, if you go to a pub, like, you won't get that much ice in your glass. Like, the Americans love to put
Stacks.
A ton of ice in everything. I like, at the movie theater, at the screen the other day, we got a drink and a popcorn and no ice in the drink. So
that's
you
better.
Get a full, it's
you
better
full,
value.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think is sort of an Irish mentality thing of, like, who cares if it's cold? We're getting more.
Exactly.
So I just think,
the famine wasn't so long ago, you know?
You got it all in. Yeah. So there's just an interesting thing that's been sort of on my mind
What'd
recently.
What did you go see?
What did we go see? Oh, Behind the Candelabra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's my feeling, because I really, really, I like to have, so I've started to ask for iced coffee with extra, you know, could you put the
ice? Get a cup on a cup of, you know, then you're being wasteful, you're like, get a cup of ice, you get it, and then they look at you like you're some sort of monster.
Yeah, and I remember going to see the Drood Murphys last summer and being really, having a moment where in the first, in play, in, conversations on Homecoming, they're just drinking through the whole thing, and one of the female characters is drinking gin and tonics, and there was no ice in the gin and tonic, and I was thinking, it must be very hard to do ice on stage, or maybe the fake ice looks too fake, or it's not going to melt, and it's going to be obvious, and everyone was like, no, up until like 10 years ago, you'd never put ice in a gin and tonic. You just wouldn't get ice in a pub. There just wouldn't be
ice. With respect, I mean, no, I worked in a pub when I was like from 15 on, and we had, and it was just at, like, a small town pub. It wasn't a trendy pub at all, but we had a couple of ice machines.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing ice when I was a kid.
It's definitely
been around for a while.
But you guys aren't that old,
while,
to be honest. Like, you guys are still, that would be at least the last
25
years or so.
Yeah, but you're reporting in the present day that there's not that much ice in Ireland.
There still isn't that much ice.
Well, I'm
saying
it's back in the mid-90s we had ice machines in the pub I worked in.
Yeah, but you still probably only put like 3 cubes of ice into a cocktail. Which is like
that's
a sacrilege.
Pure supposition and conjecture on your
part. Well, it's a sacrilege in American cocktail culture. It doesn't have anything but the most amount of ice you possibly
can. But I think it's a sacrilege here to say, like, even you never see people drinking whiskey on ice. Like, it's whiskey and water, or just whiskey. Neither one is good or bad, but I've noticed that in, and I don't think, again, iced beverages, when I lived here 10 years ago and went to Trinity, you couldn't get an iced coffee in Ireland. There wasn't one place that served iced coffee.
You couldn't get a good coffee in Ireland.
We couldn't get a good coffee.
But there were ice machines, apparently.
But you couldn't get an iced coffee. The only iced beverage you could get was a Gloria Jean's, which is now no longer, and it was a blended iced beverage.
To be fair, when you do get a drink with not enough ice in it, you usually do spit in it and throw it back in their face, isn't that?
No, I just suck it up and grumble about it. So that's why I'm saying
you become Irish.
Yeah. So I become politely Irish and just say, thank you very much, and then come to a podcast,
here we are,
to an open forum, and give out.
No forks on the teeth.
Extra ice in the drink. I mean, what kind of people are we? Animals. Anyway.
Rory, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I'm in my third week of work on a TV show, which is good.
The crowd goes wild.
So I've gotten used to being a working man again. Which is good. It's better than lounging around on my arse. But then I don't have time to do the stuff I want. But I didn't do it when I wasn't working because I felt guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just that usual catch 22. It's not even catch 22.
Just throw that out.
That
everywhere.
Wasn't the catch 22.
Just give it a go. Catch 22.
Yeah. Our sommelier and sound engineer. Thank you.
My leg is so sore. I feel like I need to lie down on the floor and stretch it out right now. But that would be rude because we're doing a podcast.
Go ahead. It'll be fun. It'll change things up with the way it sounds to me.
Okay, I didn't answer about what
did
is
you,
it?
What is it, the noise you, Annie, stretching during a podcast?
No, that's fine. Oh, I have a story. A mutual acquaintance of ours, whose name I won't say. You met him at an improv thing about 2 weeks ago, and there was some racy talk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was just quite taken by that talk. That little banter, that little repartee.
You're going to need to explain this more.
Yeah. Okay, so Annie, we were at a little improv get-together workout thing.
I don't know who this person is. Let's call him Peter.
Let's call him Peter Pistol.
Cool, okay. Peter.
Okay.
Peter Pistol.
Yeah. Peter Pistol. And, you know, just while you have banter before anything or during anything, we were just chatting.
God, what did you say?
Anyway.
Yeah, I knew it! I knew it! I saw that happening!
Anyway, Annie found herself in an exchange of kind of like
a battle of wits.
Battle of wits, but
a Benedict and Beatrice situation.
Yeah, but it was centered in this particular time, and this is not characteristic of Annie at all, on a somewhat racier subject.
Are you kidding? I'm racy all the time.
Okay, I was just trying to.
I'm sitting here without my top on.
anyway, he was quite taken with that. He was like, "Wow, Annie's great. I love Annie." Anyway, the thing I hate, and it's a very it's a very common thing, it's not at all kind of like
it's racy flirting.
I absolutely hate people talking on cell phones in public. It's like, I don't care about your fucking conversation. Tone it down. Like, and I was on a bus recently, and there was this is not racist at all, but I believe she was an Eastern European woman, and you always notice the sounds when they're in a different language that you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very monosyllabic conversation. Mm-hmm. Very loud.
Yeah.
Like just
why are you screaming one word answers?
Yeah, like, essentially. Like just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Cop on.
I don't like that either. But then I have been known to talk on the phone in public if I'm waiting for someone and I don't want to be seen to be, or if there's somebody I know, like this will happen especially outside of maybe going to see a play or something like that, where I don't necessarily want to talk to people that I kind of know, or that even that I know, and I see them inside, so I kind of stand outside and call somebody.
No,
and just
I get that. That's the thing you do.
What do you do, Rory, if you get a call in public?
I'm not saying never, ever take a phone call in public, but just don't have, like, an extended loud one in, like...
Buses
like
are the worst,
you know.
Yeah, on and on.
Or a cafe, too, you know.
Yeah. Let's talk about Let's talk about things that are good, because I feel like there's been a lot of negativity in this podcast so far.
Okay,
and
well,
actually, we're quite an upbeat, happy...
We're a happy group.
Of arranged to have a question for the group each before we turned up here. My question was, and this question doesn't make any sense, but so I'll have to explain it afterwards. What's your favorite thing of things that you're most assured of? Now, what that means is, it doesn't even make any logical sense.
King of things.
King of kings, thing of things.
Yeah.
So, like, people... you know, when people ask me, oh, what's your favorite film? I never really have an answer. I'm like, I don't know, I like lots of films or...
Oh, I know mine. Colors. Blue. It's just everything in my wardrobe is blue. It's just blue.
Okay, so...
Okay.
That's
not your favorite color
is blue, and you're definite about that.
Yes, it isn't even a rational thing. It's just like everything in my wardrobe is blue. Everything.
He's got
almost
blue
everything.
Eyes as well, so I'm so good. So
bluish
eyes.
Bluish
green, aren't
bluish
they?
Green. They're not like standard.
They're not
blue.
Like
they're
brightly, I think.
But if someone doesn't have blue eyes, will you not date them?
Oh, yeah, if they're hot. Are available.
Not picky.
Not picky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rory is single and not picky. Mom. Kidding. You wouldn't want to go out with Rory, Mom. Don't worry about it. Okay, keep going.
Think of things.
Is your mom on Facebook? Because now that you put that idea in my head.
So think of things. Like, what's your favorite thing of things? Like, something that is always favorite.
So, at 18, you know, I couldn't figure out a film or TV program or anything. But at 18, I decided U2 is my favorite band. That is official. I am sticking with that right to the
forever.
End. Yeah, yeah. That's sorted now. I put that away. I don't need to think about that anymore.
Okay.
You two, favorite band. Okay, Grant, done with that.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Is it? Is it? That, is it still? I mean, do you
that's
feel
that's official.
One?
I was trying to think
of,
like...
Oh, and it's still... You're sticking with it.
I'm sticking with it.
I'm saying the same thing at 18 with a band.
I still really like
you two. Gorky's Zygnotic Gyota?
You're so good. Gorky's Psychotic Mincy.
Mincy. Oh, pretty close.
Pretty close, but... I actually, yeah, that was it. But at 18, it was really more like Stereolab. That was it. I was
at
like,
18, I don't know.
Anybody asked me, my definitive answer is Stereolab.
Gosh, and like favorite thing of things. Like, could be anything.
Yeah, well.
But it's good.
Do you have a particular genre topic that you've decided, this is my favorite magazine, this is my favorite. This is...
Onions.
Onions are your favorite magazine?
They're my favorite food.
Wow. Wow. Onions.
I don't think I could do food.
Yeah, but you have a healthy relationship with it.
True. I recently, just talking today, I was talking to one of my best friends and found out for the first time in this conversation that I made reference to that one of the most famous scenes, wedding scenes in any movie is the Princess Bride wedding scene. The whole
marriage.
Exactly. And I found out that this friend had never seen The Princess Bride.
I haven't seen it.
And she would love it. And you, I'm not as surprised that you haven't seen it, but I'm incredibly surprised that this person hadn't seen it.
I don't think that is an insult.
And I said to
you
her...
You kind of look like Mandy Patinkin. There's a little slight resemblance.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
A less Jewish Mandy Patinkin.
Put a mustache on it.
We have Halloween covered this year.
I think we're all going to a fancy dress party.
I'm going to Saul Berenson.
I did say, without thinking about it, The Princess Bride is my favorite movie. And I kind of feel that way.
Wow.
I think as sort of a subconscious, I will watch it whenever it's on. I'm always happy to watch it. I don't think you could ever watch it enough.
Yeah.
But I love other movies that I would say in passing, that's my favorite movie. But this is the one that sort of keeps, and since I've been small. And I think because I remember when my mom was going to the movie theater to see it, and I found out she was going to see The Princess Bride. And in my head, and I must have been...
Five?
It came out like 25 years ago or something like that. So yeah, like I was seven. And in my head I was thinking, The Princess Bride, that is a movie for me. I love princesses. I love brides. Why am I not going to this movie? And just always then having this real desire to see it. And I think I probably saw it for the first time when I was like 12 or 13. And
but oh my God, it's a great age to see it for the first time.
And then it keeps getting better. I mean, every time. I mean, just the layers. It's brilliant. Anyway.
There you go.
There you go.
So, Blue, Onions, The Princess Bride, you too.
You too.
Sorted.
Sorted. So the thing I wanted to bring up with the group, which actually might be a little long, so maybe we shouldn't do it. Maybe I can say that this is something that I learned last weekend at home, and maybe it could be an ongoing thing for us to discuss. So every person is made up of three things, or has one of three things in them.
Auras, chakras,
muffin, horse, bird. And everybody is some combination of those three.
Did you say muffin or muffin?
Muffin.
Muffin, okay.
Muffin, horse, bird. And you might not have one of those, but you might have one of those. And you can't be your thing until the whole group agrees on what you are. So the whole group agreed that I was horse, bird, horse. And I have no muffin in me at all.
And I'm muffin, muffin, muffin.
You might be muffin, muffin, muffin.
You have to have three, or three things.
Real.
Is it always three?
It's always three.
Okay.
And
bird, bird, bird.
No, I'm not a bird.
He's not bird, bird, bird. I think
I would say
you are bird, though.
No.
You for sure are bird.
The bird
no,
is on...
I don't think...
You're just going to talk about my nose? Because it's kind of
yeah, because it's what you present. I think you're bird, muffin, horse, maybe.
Perfect balance of all three is what you're saying.
No, because there's all different kinds of balance. There's no right answer. There's no.
I would have said that I'm, and maybe this is.
And you're not allowed to speak as much, but go ahead. Tell us what you think you are, and we'll tell you if you're right or not.
Well, clearly I'm not. Horse, muffin, horse.
There's no bird in there.
No, you've got it. You definitely have bird.
Okay.
For sure.
I have no idea what you're saying.
No muffin. What? He's probably horse.
Me, I'm Mark.
What decides which comes in which place?
Well, again, this is just something that we sort of know. Like, I always think of the first one as, like, what you present.
And this is a scientific personality test.
And you're horse, muffin, bird?
No, horse, muffin, horse, bird, horse.
You're horse, bird, horse.
Yeah.
There's no muffin?
No, there's not really any muffin in me.
And I'm all muffin.
I think you might be muffin, horse or something.
I'm all muffin.
You've got a little bit of that strong work character. You're not so soft as a muffin all the way through. I think you're
muffin eagle.
But I think maybe like some of your life circumstances may have turned you into a horse at the end. You may have all, you know, been born muffin and turned horse as you've gotten older. Muffin horse. That's sort of how I think of it.
So Mark is looking aghast at Annie saying, I know.
Again,
what
it's just what you feel. Mark's not very good at getting in touch with like his intuition, how he feels.
To the listeners who are baffled by this, I'm also baffled by this.
No, you just have to go with your gut.
What says Canton? That you're not horse bird rather than horse bird horse?
Well, the group felt it was more horse bird horse.
There's no relevance to the placing of the.
You kind of work with it, and you kind of find out.
You just keep saying words,
Mark.
Yeah, and people kind of go, "Oh, yeah." You kind of like,
okay.
Mark is horse, cat.
I think he's really horse.
Horse.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
Fuck you.
It's a good thing. Horse.
Nice. I don't really know what. I couldn't be insulted because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
And what is Rory?
Rory's got one of each, I think. And I think he's bird first. I think he presents bird. And you kind of walk on your tiptoes a little bit.
Well, I can be very excitable, you know. I don't think I walk, but I can be excitable. I can be an excitable.
Wait, Rory's not a toe walker.
A little bit. A little on the side, up to the toe. Like, he does a little, like, walks like this.
Okay, I never really noticed that of myself, but.
Mm-hmm. Well,
better plant your feet a little.
Why not? Relatively speaking, with
bird, horse, muffin, maybe.
Wouldn't have gone with bird, but whatever.
Bird, horse, muffin.
We both say bird. We know it. Right. Canton's not participating.
I just don't know. I don't really understand.
You're not supposed to mentally understand it. You're just supposed to emotionally feel it.
That's very hard.
I think it's much harder for men to do this.
Muffin, horse. Bird, muffin.
She's maybe pointing at engineer Gareth.
Yeah, she's forgetting that this is essentially a radio show.
I think he might be bird. I think he might be bird muffin.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Two birds, one muffin.
Or podcast called Send Your Ear.
Oh, no.
I think we have the name of our podcast, people. Two geese, one muffin.
Two geese, one muffin.
Okay, we can move on now.
What was it that... Rory, did you have... Anything that you wanted to talk about?
No. I'll be honest, I'm kind of skeptical about podcasts in general. So when the idea was mooted, I kind of kept my counsel and didn't say, but this is fun.
There you go.
This is fun. Like, I'm enjoying this. Because I think, like, there's so much stuff out in the world, there's so much content that it's like, it's kind of, and it's very kind of, maybe a jaded attitude, but there's so much stuff out in the world, like, what could one more thing, what difference could it make? Very jaded. But this is fun.
It's actually interesting, I was thinking about that yesterday, that there's two people in this podcast now talking who listen to podcasts quite a bit, myself and Annie. I don't think Moira listens to podcasts much, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, I apologize.
BBC World Service, NPR, all the time.
Oh.
But those are radio shows, though.
They come
Radio Lab, then.
Yeah, but I listen to things that are really, really sad. Not funny, haha.
Muffin.
Yeah. Really dark, sad things that tell me about the world and make me feel powerless. That's what I like.
You're now adding this to that list.
Yes. Stay tuned, folks.
It's again, very dark in here.
But I'm finding this to be very enjoyable.
Good, and hopefully it'll be as enjoyable for our listeners.
For Annie's mother.
For my mom. I feel like we should play one more game to actually try to, or tell one more thing about ourselves or something. Or what did you have to bring to the group? Just four cotton
teeth. Just four cotton teeth. Mm-hmm. Muffin.
If you could make extinct one species of animal, and not an insect, not like a nasty little insect, but like, what species of animal would you extinguish?
Worst animal.
Get off the cider, Canton. Seriously.
He's dancing on the bottle.
I'll start this off. I would extinguish seagulls, because once when I was at the beach,
really?
A seagull shat in my head.
That's good luck.
That's
you got
to
buy
a
lottery ticket. It's too late now.
But fair enough. I mean, look, why would I pick on an innocent species when I do have previous with seagulls? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, why extinguish deer when deer haven't done anything to me, but seagulls have?
No, but they carry Lyme disease.
I've never gotten it, so they're...
It's pretty nasty. You don't want it. I wouldn't extinguish deers either. Or extinctish.
I wouldn't do anything to anybody.
Yeah.
But you have to answer the question. I mean,
I really couldn't.
I'm not actually going to set about...
I'm afraid of cephalopods.
are they insects?
No, they're like octopi and squid. Things that are far too intelligent.
Okay.
All encephalopods.
You know what?
You didn't even need to. You were like, I wouldn't kill off anything, and then you're like, I'll kill off all encephalopods.
You're going for
encephalopods. You're thinking of encephalitis. You're combining encephalitis with cephalopods.
Oh, could you kill off a disease?
No, because it's a provocative question, because people don't want to kill off animals.
I'm going to leave here.
Could it be
today.
Humans?
I'm going to go eat some calamari. Sure. I'm going to pretend like that's my deed done.
I can't really... There are animals creatures I don't like.
Like?
Oh, I'm terrified of snakes. I have a really hard time with snakes. But I don't want to do away with them, because I think they're important. And I think they're kind of, you know, mythical and beautiful and all that bullshit.
No, they do exist, Annie. they're not mythical.
No, like, the mythology that's around true. Snakes is fascinating. But I'm terrified of them, and I don't want to see them. And if that's why I moved to Ireland. Sorry, Connor, let the truth be known. I moved here because there's no snakes in Ireland. Water snakes are the worst.
Sorry.
So snakes, is that your answer?
No, I wouldn't do away with them.
Well, we're still waiting, Annie.
There's got to be.
We're still waiting.
Mosquitoes are the most, but they're an insect.
No, come on, they're an insect.
They're food for animals that need the food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is
animals like Rory.
I mean.
It's only mosquitoes. The only thing that I really think the world could do without.
But no, but they've been excluded from this.
Which is
question.
Baloney.
Actually, I've just decided I'd kill off dogs.
Well, move to Kiev.
Because, you know, the vast majority of them aren't really part of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
They're just being kept by humans. Let's kill off dogs. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Everyone in favor? All say aye?
Aye.
No.
And he's raising your hand.
I think we're still waiting on an answer.
So it will be the mission of this podcast to kill off all dogs. If you're listening...
And you are a dog owner, please.
Please.
Just let things happen.
Don't want to. Just leave it implied.
I still feel like this has been a very negative thing. Like, what would we kill? Things we don't like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's finish up with something up.
Yeah, but it might be up to very
sing a
worthy
song?
And boring.
We're going to sing a group song?
Will we all sing a group song?
Okay.
We can make it up together at the same time.
When you
have a shower.
Because we're filthy.
Thank you very much. Hopefully you'll see us hear us next week. You won't see us.
You won't see us, but hopefully you will come see us when we do a show.
We will sell, we will
we'll tell you about that though
when
it's coming up.
When we're, stay tuned.
So Annie's mother, this has been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mom.
The Goose. The Goose.